This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 110 for Wednesday, October 21st. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice futures canola is stronger on Wednesday, pushing to new contract highs in what is a bull market. The November canola contract is up $10.70 at $5.48.70 per ton. The much more heavily traded January contract is up $7.10 at $5.48.80 per ton. Traders are still rolling out of their November contracts as they soon expire. There are signs of weakness in Chicago soy oil, which is lower today. However, there's support coming from stronger European rapeseed and gains in Malaysian palm oil. Manitoba Agriculture reports the province's overall harvest is at 98% finished as of October 20th. The canola harvest stands at 99% complete. The Canadian dollar isn't having much of an impact on canola today. The loonie is relatively steady at 76.17 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 76.12. In Argentina, a renewed strike by oilseed workers is helping to push up soybean prices at the Chicago Board of Trade. Negotiations between the Argentine Labor Ministry and the union are at a standstill. The United States Bioenergy Statistics Quarterly Report notes corn use for ethanol is at its lowest levels since 2008-2009. About 4.6 billion bushels of corn was used for ethanol production in 2019-20 as demand fell due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reports ethanol production for the week ending October 16th averaged 913,000 barrels per day. That's down 24,000 barrels per day compared to the previous week. Ethanol stocks are at 19.7 million barrels. Wheat prices are getting support from dry conditions in Russia and Ukraine. Also, dry conditions in the U.S. Southern Plains are hampering the emergence of winter wheat. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Wednesday. The November contract is up 8 cents at $10.72 per bushel. December soy oil is down by just over a tenth of a cent at 33.20 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal is up $6.90 at $378.80 per hundredweight. Corn futures are higher on Wednesday, with the December contract up a nickel at $4.14 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the December contract up 4 cents at $3.04 per bushel. Wheat futures are mixed on Wednesday. Chicago December is down a penny at $6.31. Kansas City December is also down a penny at $5.70. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December is up a nickel at $5.28.50. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, October 21st. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.